Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very over-stylized, weird paradise edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to maybe check out. I don't... confused on this one. Maybe not. I am Corey. I am joined by the man who suggested this game for some reason, Basher.
What do you mean for some reason? It has paradise and killer in the title. Who doesn't like a good paradise? Are you anti-paradises?
On this island, yes. I would not suggest doing that. We're here to talk about Paradise Killer for some reason. No, this game is fine. I'm just being a jerk. But before that, did you know you can shoot us an email, gpopfans@gmail.com? You can also shoot us a review on your favorite podcast service. It really helps out. More people can learn about Paradise Killer. Don't you want people to know about Paradise Killer? Because we're going to talk about Paradise Killer. Here are the details of this game. An island outside of reality, a rogue human civilization hoping to resurrect dead alien gods, a murder behind locked doors. Paradise is an island that regenerates every few millennia. The psychic power that the alien worshippers within release into the universe is meant to feed and eventually resurrect their fallen deities. But this force also attracts undesired interest from demons who eventually corrupt each island until a new reality is birthed by the council. The system isn't perfect, but it will one day, on Perfect 25, the next island to be. But on the eve of rebirth, the council is murdered and Paradise is killed. In the aftermath, the investigation freak Lady Love dies is summoned from exile to find the culprit. This is the crime to end all evils. What are the facts? What are the truths? Are they the same? Did you get all that?
I got it.
Okay, good. Here are the details. What would you call this game? A first-person detective game?
This is definitely a detective game.
Okay. Available on Xbox Game Pass for PC and console. Is available on Xbox One as well as Xbox Series X and S. Does have optimized for Series X and S support with ray tracing on the Series X and 4K dynamic, 4K 60 dynamic. And on PC, you do get full ray tracing as well, which I was very surprised to see you get full ray tracing on this. That's an interesting one. It is cloud enabled. You can play on both of them. And console version is pretty good on Series X. I did not try on my Series S or my Xbox One, but I can confirm that the Series X version is pretty decent. What did you play on? I'm just curious.
I played on both.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mainly played on PC, but so this was one that you suggested. I had no idea what this was based on the cover. Okay,
let's get one thing out the way right now. You said this about four or five times already. Let's get the record straight. I did not suggest anything.
You suggested this game.
I said what I was playing, and I happened to play like four games, and you played zero. So thanks for playing catch up. I appreciate that.
Hey, for once I was behind and you were ahead. Don't get cocky. Don't get cocky, kid.
In your face.
You know what I've been playing? Quake. Yeah, how about that?
64 or
no, just regular. I might even play some Quake 2. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Relax there. I'll be playing Unreal Tournament soon. Slow your roll.
You know, I did install Unreal, like just Unreal, like the original, but I could play some Unreal.
Paradise soon. Killer.
2K4. Look, okay. I'll start. In all seriousness, I'm not a fan of this one. It's fine, but I think it is different for the sake of being different. And while I think there's a good story to be told here, I hate the way you move from place to place in this game, and I hate the way the dialogue happens. Like, I am not a fan of the choices that you make. I'm not a fan of the. It's very much like a. What's the name of that game? Ace Attorney game. If it wasn't fun.
I'm gonna disagree with you right off the bat. I feel like it's an ace game, but you can move outside of the courtroom in a way that's not very great.
Right. Like, why would I want to do that?
All right. So you kind of set up in the description. So you start the game off as, and you play as Lady Love Dies. That's their name. That's their name. They have names like that. Lady Love Dies or who's the other, some other characters. I'm blanking on all the names right now.
Because they're all stupid.
the names are all ridiculous like that. But anyway, well, except for Henry. There's a guy named Henry. I remember his name because his name is just Henry. But anyway, so you play as Lady Love Dies. You are a detective. You have been excommunicated. You've been outcasted. You are on. You've been living in this tower for probably a millennia, and all of a sudden, the biggest crime of Paradise Island ever happened during the Paradise Island reboot. All the High Elders died. They were murdered, and only you can figure it out. I'm a sucker, and I've said this for a lot. I've said this a lot. I'm a sucker for a adventure game, for a whodunit. This game, from just the overall aesthetics, did not grab me. It did take a bit for me to kind of get my feet underneath me, because it's this weird cartoony 2.5D world, and it can be off-putting because the bushes are flat, the trees are flat, and it's like it doesn't seem right. But over time, it kind of actually grew on me, and I started to appreciate it a little bit more.
I'm with you there. I think the aesthetic and the art style is, when you first look at it, it reminds me a lot of No More Heroes, which is a weird connection, but that's what it reminded me of. Like, it's very stylized, and it's, I don't want to call it ugly, because that's not what I want to say, but like, it
did feel ugly my first eyes on it.
And it fits is the thing. Like, it fits with the world. It fits with the story that they're creating. And so I don't want to say like I appreciated it, because that's not what I want to say, but like, it never was off-putting to a degree that I was just like this is like truly an ugly game and I don't like looking at it. I was just like, this is fine. Like, it fits what they're trying to do. Like, moving from area to area in like the adventure game style, it was fine. Like, every time you open up a new area, it looks kind of cool. You can walk around and look at stuff and pick up stuff like an adventure game. Not really any reason to most of the time.
I disagree. There's always a reason to explore. That's one of the things I liked about the game.
I mean, I felt very L.A. Noir about it. Like, I can go to this thing and pick it up and twist it and be like, huh, okay.
Ooh, obviously, I got a completely different experience. So, because the whole point of the game is you got to figure out who's responsible for the murders. And the game does a fantastic job of giving you these crazy, ridiculous characters. And having you suspect all of them. After a while, you talk to one person, you get in. After you start to speak to people, you start getting clues. You start getting, and you take these clues down. And you check your menu, you could see that Henry was talking to this person. And now you see the connection with this person and Henry. And you see how Henry's motivations and why he might want to kill the council. And then you see this person's connections and why they might want to kill the council. You get to see if they overlap or if they even... Or the contrary. There are a lot of times where one character would say, well, I was here at 8 p.m. with this character. You go back to that character just to be like, no, I've never seen her before, or I wasn't there at all. And it's, everyone is lying to you about something. And the only way to uncover the truth is to build connections and talk to people over and over and over again. You start to know them. You start to get a feel for who they are. You start to understand what they might actually be lying about. And a lot of the times, the only way to catch someone up or have them or make them tell the truth is to find something in the world, a clue, some evidence that would say, well, if you were on your phone at 9 p.m., how is that possible when I went to the cell phone tower and figured out the tower was down at that point? And then everything falls apart. And there's just a great sense of distrust and intrigue. And the story gets a little bit bananas when you just start to figure out how... Say what?
More than a little.
Yeah. Listen... That's kind of what I came here for the anime. It gave me the anime.
Yeah,
that's
all I'm going to say. Coming here for anime, anime it up, man.
Just by looking at the artwork, you can almost tell it's going to be a bit anime. And for me, when it went full anime, or rather when it was going there, I was just all on board. And again, this is a straight detective game. There's no real combat. There's no combat at all. It's just talking to people, building connections, getting clues, and again, I disagree with exploration because it really rewards exploration to the highest level for me, because there's something everywhere where there's a clue, where there's a there's a hatch here that goes down to this basement that gives you some more clues. There's a, if you actually Skyrim up the side of this building, you'll find a bloody knife. And like, where does this knife lead to? Everyone has something to hide. And by the end of it, I'm not going to spoil the end of it, but by the end of it, you start to kind of realize this is a lot more complicated than you ever thought it was. It's not nearly as cut and dry as they painted it to be. A lot of people have a lot of stake in Paradise Island not rebooting or rebooting. And it creates for, again, just this wonderful air of intrigue. And also, I dig the music. I think the music's good. So there's that.
Man, I just feel like I can't agree. My issue is,
you're not even a detective. You're an investigation freak. Come on. Like, the game knows what it is. I'm a big fan. Let's go full anime.
But I can get on board with it, but I think of like something like Shadow of the Damned, which is also, or even like I said, No More Heroes, of like, it's dumb, it's over the top, but like there's the game there is still good. And I struggle with this one calling it good. Like, I feel like it doesn't know if it wants to be a text adventure or a visual novel at times. And then sometimes it also wants to be like a Telltale game. And like it just has a lot of issues. I wouldn't say issues, just like growing pains of trying to do too many things. I mean, it could just be that maybe that style's not for me, but I like adventure games. Like, you know, we've had our talks about adventure games and, you know, what classifies, what doesn't, but I'm into these style of games. I just played Life is Strange for, you know, 10, 15 hours, whatever it is. But the throughput of the player and what you're doing I just feel like it's very tedious. It's not obtuse, but it can be very easy to just like kind of stop paying attention because there's so much text at times. There's so much text. Like, it's all there, but I just feel like we've come farther in game development to just be like, okay, like, we figured out how to make this more fun. And like I said, I don't know if that's a me problem. I don't know if it's just, you know, am I too stupid for it? Maybe. But I don't know. That's where I struggle. I can't decide if it's a me problem or if it's the game that's the problem.
I'm not going to disagree with you with the amount of text on screen, but I mean, I think the game budget for this was about $17. So
if I'm not, maybe 20. I mean, so,
listen, you're really pushing it there. So I'm going to give it some leeway in terms of that, because it would have been greatly better if it had a bigger production value. But that's every video game, really. And I think you're right. It does want to be at times a visual novel. So there is which is why I say there's a lot of talking to a lot of people. You'll find yourself going back to the architect a lot because...
talking to your mic.
I'm talking to my mic. Are you again, sure? This thing. I go. Was. So... again, this is very much a visual novel at times because there's a lot of talking to a lot of people a lot. So when you talk to certain characters like the architect, I believe her name's Carmelia, I believe, whatever. She does not like you. There are a lot of people that don't like you because you're an investigation freak. You're a cop, basically. But at the same time, she just talks and talks and talks. And if you catch what she's saying, she slips up and gives you information about stuff that you didn't know. And you could take that information. Like there were so many times I got some information, got a new clue, and said, I'm going right back to this dude. Like this was a lie, a common lie. And then it's like, what do you mean? That's not a lie. It was a fib, if anything, stretching the truth. And it's like, oh, I thought I had him. And then you go back and then you find a clue that directly correlates to his lie. It's like, nah, definitely got you. There's a lot of just going back and forth. And that's where, for me, the game did start to crack at the seams a bit, because getting from location to location requires you to use a telephone, I believe, and or fast travel system like that looks like a telephone thing. And the map is just not good. So like when you're trying to go back to a person very quickly, unless you have a great memory, unlike I, you find yourself kind of navigating the worst way to get there every single time. It would have been a much quicker game process if they can get you. And the game does get you there, basically. But again, I just don't. I was just really bad at that part. The fast travel system didn't need to be as convoluted as it was, or needlessly complicated as it was. Traversing the island is also just needlessly hard to do, just because. Again, it does the map style of Psychonauts, where you just have like
a picture.
The map is just a picture, right. And like it doesn't show you. It just shows, yeah, you're in this area. Like, I don't care about this area. Where I'm at, right? This pinpoint me on this map so I can get to this place. So it does a lot of. So I think it arbitrarily lends to gameplay time by doing that, but. Other than a good handful of quality of life improvements I think this game could use, the story and the mystery of Paradise Island I think is presented extremely well, with a lot of crazy, stupid, and over-the-top anime characters. At one point, the ghost shows up. I was a big fan of that. And then... at the end, when you have, and that's the best thing too. You can put 4 hours into this game, or you can put 40 hours into this game. The game does not tell you when to stop investigating. You stop investigating when you are comfortable with the answers. So there is no right, there is no true ending to this. There is no right ending to this. We all are going to have different endings. So we're going to all accuse different people of different things. Because the idea of who killed Paradise, who killed Paradise Island is not who killed Paradise Island. It's who killed Paradise Island and who was there in the room when they did it, who conspired and who gets in and whose ghost is this and why is she in the courtroom. Like it's a whole you're not solving one case, you're solving multiple cases. And everyone's involved in all of the cases. And by the end, when you meet the judge and it's time to figure out who's guilty, who's innocent, you can literally say everyone here is guilty. You can say everyone here is innocent. And the game just lets you do it. And so by the end of Paradise Island, whatever your truth is your truth. Whatever you figured out, whatever you believe is what you believe. I think it's one of the better parts of the game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is almost like the definition of choose your own adventure. You know, like that's a very cliche term. But you could also, if you really want to get pedantic, you could argue that the fact that there is no right answer, fine, whatever. I'm not against this game. Everything you said it sounds good. It's just getting to all of that can be very tedious. And that's where it doesn't break for me, but it's where I struggle to stick with it for that reason. I don't think it is a reason to not play it, but I would never fault anybody if they're just like, no, there's just too much of that. Like when you throw up Ace Attorney, you know what you're getting into within 10 minutes. You know,
right?
And this one, it takes a long time to open up, and it's truly a pacing thing for me. But pacing is something I'm very particular about. A game really has to grab me very quickly, and it needs to teach me very quickly, or else it's not that I'll drop it, but the chances of me sticking with it are very low.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah. I think the aesthetic matters too. I mean, this is not a game. Just from the looks of it, it's not a game that most people would pick up in.
Right.
And play just because it looks.
That's the beauty of Game Pass.
Yeah, right?
It's almost the perfect Game Pass game in some ways.
I mean, I would have never played it without it, honestly. I mean, and I was pleasantly surprised. But again, I agree with all the shortcomings. I mean, the movement, you don't feel like you're moving a character. Just a floating camera.
Or like I was thinking like you're made of like stone. And you're just kind of are you extremely broad? Stone. Yeah, extremely broad shoulders.
And that's all you kind of it's definitely has some growing pains in it. But again, if you find yourself getting into the plot and really digging into the mystery of things and realizing that this whole thing is goes all the way to the top. Once you really fall into that rabbit hole, it does become difficult to get back out until the game's end, until the game's over.
For sure. Yeah, the writing is by far the strongest part, and for that reason. So I said there's nothing in it that's bad enough that I feel like it's just like, no, this is a hard no. You're clearly for it, so I think it's fair to say that we're gonna pass it on. Check it out. It's not gonna be for everybody, but it's for the people that it is there for, I think they're going to get something really special out of it. It wasn't me, but I can totally see why people would, if that makes sense. So, agree, disagree?
Agree or disagree, don't worry. I won't be fighting you at the end of the year for this to be the top five.
We'll see. We'll see. Paradise Killer Future. Well, since Starfield was delayed, Paradise Killer is now going to swoop in with the number one Game Pass or Pass 2022 game of the year. So we got a lot of passes so far this year. We're approaching second half of the year. I wonder what second half of the year is going to bring to us. So when it comes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but it's always the same thing. We're going to pass on a bunch of good stuff,
right?
And none of it's going to be Microsoft exclusives.
Exactly. And at the end of the year, we're going to be like, "Do we like Game Pass? Do we like Microsoft? What are we doing here?" Although Ori won 1 year, so I guess that redeemed us. So did it? I don't know. Maybe not. So all right, that's going to do it for this episode. When it comes to the future. I played a little bit of Trek to Yomi. I want to check out more of that. I've also played Narco. Have you been playing anything?
I've been playing both those games for a little bit.
Yeah.
No spoilers on anything. They're the games.
That's kind of how I feel about it. So I am still playing Final Fantasy 13 too. My counterpart, unfortunately, is very behind.
Surprised.
Yeah. Big surprise. So that is still on the docket. At some point this year, we'll be talking about that. So I'm trying to not get too far ahead, but now I'm getting to the point where, like, I'm starting to forget stuff. So there's that. So I kind of want to check out Loot River that came out. That looks kind of neat, but I'm not sure. But there's nothing really jumping out at me right now. So I don't know. We might just dabble. Maybe we'll spin the wheel. I don't know.
Oh, we want to spin the wheel.
It's been a while since we've done that. I'm not sure how I feel about spinning the wheel. I don't know. We'll see. If we still can't come up with a good episode here soon, maybe we'll spin that wheel. But all right, you can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com, 574-651-926. You can call that number, leave us a voicemail, or you can shoot us a text message to that same number. As always, we'll read it on the air, talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about Paradise Killer and how you think it is the perfect game to play on a paradise, you can tell us. We'll talk about it. Or you can tell us you hate our guts. Either way, you should do it by leaving us a review on your favorite podcast service, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, whichever your heart desires. But that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.
Cat had to get in there, too.
What's up, buddy?